Yo, what's smacking? NBA hoop fans, basketball fans, special shout outs to the 2K community, Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums. You know the voices. L. Scott Fitzgerald, the Young Demigod is back. We in the building, nigga. Let's get it. We back lit. I appreciate you for listening. Favorite, make sure that you turn that star gold. Listen to us on every platform that you can hear a podcast on. Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums, Chester Fitz reaction. Come on in, close the door. Welcome to the barbershop. Pull up a seat. Let's talk real quick, man. I'm excited because the first domino has fallen. And for myself, I just don't like the negative connotation that I hear from the narrative, from people talking, because he went to this team. Now, if you don't know and you're sleeping under a brick and you don't know what's happening, it's time to get that badge dirty, man. Hall of Fame press badge, just letting you in on exclusive. If you don't know, Kemba Walker has committed to the Celtics. He's I guess that verbal commitment is there. Free agency opens 6 o'clock, and yeah, man, it's going down, bro. It's I don't want to say that. Let's do it like this. Let's go positive with it. I think that he's going to do great with the Celtics, okay? I think that he chose Brad Stevens. I think that he chose the organization. I think he chose Danny Ainge, and the money was there. The, let's see, the last 2 years, they've been in the playoffs, right? The Charlotte has not been there, so let's say that's something that was there that he thought about, and he wanted to kind of tag along. I won't say tag along, but tag along to something great. It's a lot of names in the rafters. It's a lot of gold trimming, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of gold, you know what I'm saying? A lot of championship rings, you feel me? And he is in line to do something special with these guys. I think that he chose Brad Stevens more than anything, because Brad Stevens will take that team over the hump. He's still got Gordon over there, you know what I'm saying? So he's got that help. He's got Brandon Tatum. He's got Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. I'll put those names together real quick. I don't know what the heck I was thinking. But, yeah, basically, he's got some players, you know what I'm saying, next to him, better suited to do what he's trying to do than the guys in Charlotte. Better run organization for many years. He's been in the league 8 years, and he's been dealing with the organization. You know what I'm saying? He's been under a rock. Nobody really is paying attention to him. And let's go straight here with it, bro. Straight off the dribble. Kemba or Isaiah Thomas? Kemba during the MVP season, quote-unquote MVP campaign that Isaiah Thomas was putting on the year that he put it on, Kemba Walker was still a better player than Isaiah Thomas. Yes, his team was doing what they were doing, but Isaiah Thomas was a warrior. He's putting it all out on the floor. He was having an Iverson somewhat of a season, but guess what, bro? He's not Iverson. Kemba's more Iverson than he is, you know what I'm saying? So if you don't think that Boston is okay with the fact that Kemba's being short and this and that, Kemba was drafted where he was drafted. That lets you know instantly that Isaiah Thomas is a better player. But I don't even want to drag Isaiah Thomas in this segment right here. I do want to say this is a Chester Fitz reaction right here on Hall of Fame Press Badge, man. You know the name, you know the game, but listen. I don't like the negative connotation that I've been hearing from this, because if he would have went to the Lakers or committed to the Lakers or whatever it is, if he was going to the Lakers, first K is falling, man. The first K domino, first one is out there. First K is knocked out. I think that it shouldn't be this negative. But Kemba's on to something better, man. I think Brad Stevens is really what got him to thinking, like, I think we can do this. And these guys are young. Like, These guys are young that we're putting on the floor, extra lengthy, you know what I'm saying, Pauls? But these guys are everything that we need to put on the floor right now in the NBA. They're doing what they're supposed to do, 3 and D. And that's what you need from these young guys, and that's what they're giving them. And Kemba, I think, will be the glue that kind of keeps it going. I'll say Gordon Hayward, you know what I'm saying? He's going to fit in where he fits in. Brad Stevens is going to retool somewhat of, you know, his game a little bit to kind of help him come along here, because this second year is going to be, you know what I'm saying, a one. Shout-outs to Paul George. It's the same type of situation. Something breaks in a catastrophic way, that next year is going to be the one. Now, hopefully, they give him a little bit of low management, I guess, the way that they should have did Paul George a little bit more this year. But he was having such a season at the beginning, so, you know, things happen. But Kemba, the first domino, is falling. Just a Fitz reaction. How do you guys feel about it? I'm excited. I'm excited to see Kemba Walker going to the playoffs for at least the next 4 years. I think that the Celtics will be in the playoffs for the next 4 years. Period. That's all I'm going to say, man. Are you dumb? You don't listen to the Hall of Fame press badge? Then you must be drunk, bro. You don't fuck with Hall of Fame? Then you must be drunk. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening to the show. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, so I appreciate that. Just a Fitz reaction to the first domino falling, man. The first K falling. Free agency, man. It's crazy. Close the door behind you on your way up out this joint. See Fleet has seen it, shake the spot. Close the door behind you, man. The shop is closed. It's Fitz. And like that, we gone.
Explain what is there.